Good morning, Living Waters Church. I hope you're doing really well today and that you're having a good weekend. My name is Ben, if you don't know me already, and today I'm just going to be talking to you about finding God's wisdom. So as I looked into this subject, I found that the Bible has a lot to say on wisdom, and really today we're just going to scratch the surface of this subject. So what is wisdom? So let's start with a dictionary definition. So the dictionary says, or Google says, the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. And I think that to me, wisdom is that thing that you need in a difficult situation when you're not sure what to do in life, when things might seem impossible. Wisdom is that thing that you need to navigate out of the situation. There's a fantastic example in the Bible, the story of Solomon, which you may or may not know. So Solomon was a king of Israel, and he became king at a very young age, about the age of 12. And he had a dream where God asked him, what would you like? And Solomon said, please give me wisdom because I'm, overwhelmed with my role and not sure what to do. So God was pleased with this, and God blessed Solomon with wisdom. Then if we wind forward a little, we find that he had a situation where two women came to him who both had a baby about the same age, and one of the babies had died at night, and during the night the woman who owned that baby swapped her baby with the other woman's baby. So these two women came to Solomon and they were arguing who's the alive baby belonged to. Solomon in that moment knew what to do, having been blessed by God's wisdom, and he said, okay, we're gonna cut the baby in two and you will have half each. Now of course the woman who actually owned the baby that was alive said, please don't do that, let her have the baby. The woman who was lying said, okay, very well, yeah, let's cut the baby in two and we'll have half each. So in that moment, of course, Solomon knew which woman actually the baby belonged to. And and at that time, Solomon probably would have still been very young, I presume. And I think that's an incredible story of wisdom in a moment, a very difficult moment. And that brought God's will to the situation, which is just incredible. So God's wisdom allows us to live life to the full, making wise choices every day that bless us and those around us. I don't think that God's wisdom is stuffy. I think it's very real and practical. I think it helps us in our everyday lives. And I really believe that God's wisdom is there to bring his will and his kingdom to earth at any moment. I also believe it's part of the package of what Jesus came to give us when Jesus said, I've come that you would have life and life to the full. I believe that wisdom is a conduit to living that life to the full as well. So let's talk about the way the world might see wisdom. So if you were to just go out and ask people, what does it mean to be wise? What is wisdom? I think people would say things like, get a good education, get a good job, don't drink too much, try to be sensible, think things through. And I think that conventional wisdom has its value. And there's nothing wrong with any of that, but I really believe all of that is based on a different just based on a different perspective to what we have as Christians. I believe that's all based on performance, and it's mostly based, it's all about me and what do I need to do and get in life, and I've got to look after myself, and if I don't do it, nobody will do it, so I've got to work hard. And like I say, I think that has its value, but we have a very different perspective. We have a loving Father in heaven who cares about us, who watches over us, who guides us, and therefore I think we can approach it very, very differently. So yeah, so with a relationship with God, we have access to God's wisdom. I believe we have access to his wisdom in everyday moments of our lives, and we don't have to struggle to find answers ourselves. If we're struggling with a difficult situation that seems impossible, we can reach up and find wisdom from the God who has all knowledge and all understanding and all discernment and all insight. So we don't have to rely on our own very inadequate knowledge and wisdom, etc. So the Bible says, this is an interesting verse, "For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom." Now this Bible verse seems like a paradox to me, you know, to say the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. But at the same time, I love it. I think it's great. But I guess essentially what it's saying is God's wisdom is far, far greater than man's. Even when God is at his lowest foolish point, it's still way above man's wisdom. Then again, in James 1:5, it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." So I think this is an incredible verse again. Like, if any of you lacks wisdom, let's start there. If any of you lacks wisdom, we all lack wisdom. We all find ourselves stuck in what to do. And so that's just such a refreshing verse to know that if and when we lack wisdom, we have an answer. And it says, "You should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault." So we can come to God for wisdom and find that I don't believe it's there are requirements and you have to have done lots of good things to earn God's wisdom. It's saying it's there, it's available. You know, he gives generously to all without finding fault. So what an incredible promise that we can access God's wisdom without needing to perform for it. And it says, "And it will be given to you." So ask and it will be given to you. What an amazing promise. Again, then in Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 7, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil." So the bit I wanted to particularly pull out is, don't be impressed with your own wisdom. So I believe that God wants us to grow in wisdom. I believe he wants us to make wise choices and to exercise discernment where we can. But at the same time, he's saying, don't rely on that too much. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. So it's just so good to know that we don't need to rely on our own understanding. We don't need to rely on what is to be honest, shaky ground. We can look to God. We can look to his wisdom, and we can trust him as well. That's such a promise there. So I believe God wants us to grow in wisdom. But more than that, I think he wants us to learn to depend on him and to learn to depend on his wisdom in the day to day. So just to finish off, I believe we need to just do a few things to ensure that we can hear God clearly and that we can access his wisdom. So the first thing we need to do is ask. We need to humble ourselves and say, God, what do I do here? What do I do in this situation? Please help me. That's where we start. We ask God for his wisdom. Then we're going to need to trust him. We're going to need to trust that he is for us. And we're going to need to believe what he then says. And then finally, we then need to follow through on what he instructs us with. So those are the three steps: asking him, trusting what he says, and putting it into action. So I hope that's been helpful for you today, and I hope this gives you something that you can use in your day-to-day life. We're just going to finish with a few questions. So the questions are, talk about an example in your life where you somehow knew what to do in a tricky moment and it was the right outcome. So you may or may not have been aware that it was God's wisdom in that moment, and that's okay. But just talk about a time when you had a tricky situation and you just knew what to do and it turned out. That's the first discussion point. Number two, what keeps you from asking, trusting, and following God's wisdom? So what is the sticking point for you? What's tripping you up or keeping you from asking, trusting, and following God's wisdom? And the third question, what is one wise thing you know you can do today that would make God smile? Perhaps something you know he's been nudging you towards, or something you've just had in your mind that you just think, yeah, that's a good, wise decision, but you just haven't got around to it yet. Just discuss that as well. All right. Have a good week, everyone. Bless you. Bye for now.